very proud of our football team, the effort of our football team. You know, we made enough mistakes to probably lose two or three games, in all honesty, but we found a way to win. And we were challenged today. We're missing some pieces, you know, battling our tail off. We lose weight. So a lot of things going on that usually you don't find a way to get a victory in this league. But we found a way to win, so I'm very proud of them doing that. And obviously we got to play a lot better, but proud of the victory. Go ahead.
Yeah, Coach, update on Wade.
Mike, everything I've been told right now, he's doing great. Patrick told me there was a report out there that maybe something happened to his leg or something, but that's not true. He's fine. He's upbeat. Watched the end of the game, doing good. We've been in contact with Lori, his wife. He talked to me before he left the field, so we were just being smart. But all indications are that Wade is doing great, and he will be back quickly. Right, Patrick?
Yes.
Okay.
Gary, can you just explain how the dynamics worked when Wade?
Yeah, Reggie took over. Reggie's done that before. When I was in Houston, I lost Wade for a couple of games, and Reggie called the games. Reggie's done that. Really proud of him. Gave him a game ball. You know, when it happened, I got on the headset a couple of times, and he told me shut the hell off, hell up, and get off the headset. He's got it. So he did a good job. Reggie's a fine coach. He's been a teacher for Wade for many years, and really stepped up and did a great job today.
Yeah, what happened with Aqib as far as it looked like he was on track to play?
You know, Mike, his back's been bothering him. He had a couple rough days this week. He practiced Friday. It was a good day. Came back, tightened up on him Saturday. We took a look at him this morning and just felt like we had to do the smart thing. So I'm hoping he's back this week. But, you know, really good to where Bradley goes in and plays his tail off. You know, Doss plays. So we had some key components down. You know, when you talk about losing CJ, B. Mars, and Aqib, but we had some players step up too. So that's what this league's all about.
Hi, coaches. How disruptive is that to switch coordinators in the middle of a game? Does it affect it in any way?
The thing that's really tough is remember that guy coaches a position. So not only now, Reggie had three linebackers he's working with today because B. Marsh was out. So he's coaching the hell out of those guys, and now he's got to call the game. So it puts him in a dual role, makes it tougher on everybody. But, you know, give Bill Pugh, Joe Woods, you know, Sam, give all them guys credit. They came together and hell from, you know, I mean, I thought we played our tail off, you know, made some big stops and just very proud of how they pulled it together.
Your opinion on the run game,
Yeah, I mean, it was non-existent. You know, I mean, we come out, we go right down the field. We look like a good, sharp football team, and then we couldn't get out of our way for about the next three or four series. So I'm disappointed. You know, I know that we were missing CJ today, but that's a done deal. We got to improve. Losing Booker for a few series was a factor in the game because now we're down to one back and trying to play Juwan at two spots. I'm proud of the fact that we mustered up a couple big drives in the second half, but we turned the ball over in the red zone 2-for-6, and we still won the game. It usually doesn't happen.
Gary, with a little over 3 minutes to go, great defensive stand. Looked that way from upstairs. Yeah. I'm wondering what you saw from the field, and would you characterize it as possibly the best defensive stand of the year?
Yeah, I would say that was huge, you know, because they score. Obviously, they're going to go for two. You know, they got us pinned down there. We had a couple of issues, but obviously that was a big stand, and then making a stand at the end also against Phillips. So, you know, they had how many turnovers they had? I think we got three turnovers, you know, and yet he's got them in position. So it was a lot. There were a lot of mistakes for both football teams. It was a very hard played football game. And like I said, just we found a way to survive.
After the pick six late in the game, you were pretty aggressive throwing down the field. How vital did you think that was?
That was very important because we weren't running the ball very well. And got to go make some plays. Virgil makes a big play. Who made the next one? Was that DT makes the next big play? Need to punch a ball in the end zone right there. If we play good red zone football today, we're gonna look like a really good football team, you know. But that's the thing that kept us from finishing up some plays. But needed to stay aggressive and make some plays.
You know, not to talk more about the offense, but how concerned are you about the sort of the lack of?
Well, I'm concerned, you know, because I'm concerned with penalties. I don't have a number. But I know we had some big holding calls, a lot of third and longs. You know, we got to find a way to find some consistency. You know, we're young in the backfield, quarterback, fullback, halfback, you know, all first-time players. So, it is what it is, and we got to find a way to be consistent with that group.
Coach, what can you say about the performance of Lorenzo Dawson there?
Who?
Doss.
Yeah, you know, obviously Doss didn't find out till this morning that he was going, you know, when we knew Aqib couldn't go. So, good job by him, stepping up, making some plays. The guy made a great catch on him in the end zone. He had him covered really well. So, yeah, you look at what Doss did, what Bradley did, you know, watch those guys come together, losing their leader, you know, in Aqib. So very proud of them.
Yeah, what'd you think of how Trevor played?
Mike, let me go back and look. Obviously, Trevor's made some key plays in the game. You know, there's some big drives, some key plays. I know he got hit way too much, and I got to go see why. You know, so we helped Trevor when we run the ball. We didn't run the ball lick today, so that's important to our team.
Are there specific reasons why the run game succeeded last Monday versus today?
That's why they make that film. I got to go figure it out. I know that. You know, we came out throwing. You know, but we did last week, too. You know, that's okay. You balance yourself up, and all of a sudden I think we were like 4 runs and 16 passes and just totally out of whack in what we were trying to do. So, you know, I got to go take a look. Y'all know Andy played with the club today. You know, I got to go see if that was a factor. We got to go put all those things together and find out.
Do you think members of the defense rallied around Wade after he left?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, when you're sitting there watching one of your, you know, one of your soldiers like that, you know, you're worried about him. The good news is, just to tell you guys, that Wade was responding to all of us, you know, on the sidelines. I didn't see it, so y'all saw it, so I don't know exactly what happened, but he was responding, and, you know, our guys did the right things by him, making sure he was okay. But, yeah, the players, I think, responded and played their tails off for Reggie and the defensive coaches.
Last one, Jeff.
Gary, just in general, we got halfway point, 6-2.
You know, Jeff, I mean, obviously we got a big game in Oakland this weekend, a first-place game. Our division is a great division, in my opinion, this year. It's going to take a lot of big games down the road. But at the halfway mark, I think we know the things we have to improve upon. That's what's extremely important. But I think if you take the word consistency, that's something we're going to have to find here down the stretch.
Thank you.
Thank you.